Stone Cold Liar, Hakeem Jeffries rages over WH showcasing left's violent rhetoric after assassination attempt on Trump. By Hannah Knudsen on April 28, 2026. Democrat Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, raged over White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt pointing to the radical left's violent rhetoric following yet another failed assassination attempt on President Donald Trump. Speaking after the failed attempt on Trump at the White House Correspondents Association dinner over the weekend, Leavitt told reporters on Monday that we should not live in a country where such constant fear of political violence permeates our society. Disagreements, she said, should remain peaceful and can be resolved through debate, voting, or protests rather than violence. However, some Democrats have only continued to up their rhetoric against the president, and that is inspiring acts of violence, she suggested, calling out commentators and elected members of the Democrat Party. Nobody in recent years has faced more bullets and more violence than President Trump. This political violence stems from a systemic demonization of him and his supporters. By commentators, yes, by elected members of the Democrat Party, and even some in the media, Leavitt said, calling out the hateful and constant and violent rhetoric directed at President Trump. This rhetoric, which has been going on for over a decade now, has helped to legitimize this violence and bring us to this dark moment, she said, providing some examples. Those who constantly falsely label and slander the president as a fascist, as a threat to democracy, and compare him to Hitler to score political points are fueling this kind of violence, she said. Jeffries was terribly offended by Leavitt's assertion, referring to her as the so-called White House press secretary and calling her a disgrace. She's a stone-cold liar, he said, claiming that she was taking Democrats out of context and adding that she had the nerve to stand up there and read talking points being critical of statements all taken out of context that Democrats have made and didn't have a word to say about anything that MAGA extremists have said or done. Of course, Jeffries immediately pointed to January 6th, accusing MAGA extremists of providing aid and comfort to violent insurrectionists here at this Capitol, who brutally beat police officers. The president then pardoned those violent rioters, many of whom have gone back into communities across the country to reoffend, he said, ironically becoming upset that someone directed a threat toward him, specifically. And so how can we take them seriously when they raise these partisan attacks and completely ignore the fact that a lot of folks, including Governor Shapiro, his home was attacked by an arsonist when he and his kids and wife were there, he said. And this so-called White House press secretary wants to lecture America and lecture us about civility? Get lost, Jeffries said. Clean up your own house before you have anything to say to us about the language that we use. It still remains unclear how Leavitt took leftists out of context, given their very clear track record of referring to Trump as a dictator, Nazi, fascist, Hitler, evil person, and more. The left-wing cult of hatred against the president and all of those who support him and work for him has gotten multiple people hurt and killed. And it almost did so again this weekend, Leavitt said during that press conference, observing that the shooter's manifesto contained the same rhetoric espoused routinely by the radical left. Ask yourselves, how different is the rhetoric from this almost assassin than what you read on social media and hear in various forums every single day? The answer, if you're being honest with yourself, is that there is no difference at all, she said. Much of the manifesto of the would-be assassin is indistinguishable from the words that we hear daily from so many. The Justice Department has since formally charged Cole Allen with attempting to assassinate Trump. Watch, disgusting. Karoline Leavitt lists violent rhetoric from leftist officials.